Hello, this 5 minutes, the prophet is the word of God, episode 166. So go for our fundamental scripture, which is also a golden scripture, and it's in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Then we box it up with James 1:22, which says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Our emphasis is on God's word, and I'm directing you as to what to do with his word. That number one, you should study the word. Number two, study the word. Then number two, you should implant it in your heart. The word should be in your heart, and that will be means that you have to be consistent with it, and it means that you have to meditate on it, and it also means that you have to use different translations when you are reading. So these are the things to do, and as I said, you should be consistent. You don't read today and forget tomorrow. Read continually. I said to you that I see it even in my life. Anytime that I go slow on the word, I see that my life and even the feeling around my life and the things I do, I see that I don't have the machine inside is not working very well. I sense it that there is a slackness in it. But when I increase the word, I see things happening. I see it. I mean, ask anybody who is a true believer and they will say so. They will confess that this is it. It's the word that is controlling everything. So when you do neglect the word a day, two, three, a week, a month, then where are you going? So the word must be planted in your heart. And that is why we read James 1:21. And 21 says, so get rid of all the filth enabling your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power. The word in your heart is the power to save you, to help you. The word in your heart is the power for your finances. The word in your heart is the power for the ministry you've been given. The word in your heart is the power. You're doing outreach. The word in your heart is the power. And if you neglect the word in your heart, or you do not plant the word as you should in your heart, you will see it. You will see. So listen, if you're listening to me and you have been having weird dreams and all that, please just increase your intake of the word. Give yourself high dosage of the word and you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed how the word in you. So as I've said to you, when you read and you study the word, do not just leave it there. I've studied. No, meditate on the word. And that means taking the word of God that you have read, that, you know, as you read, there will be a certain portion that leaps at you. There will be a certain portion that sinks with you. There will be a certain portion that is as though somebody has held your hand and says, stay in this particular place. Sometimes you can even envisage that the word of God is like a building. And I've read James 1:21 that says, get rid of all the filth, accept the word which is planted in your heart. As you're reading these words, there will be, let's say, a phrase or one particular word, just a single word, that holds you. And that is the word you should lock on. Lock on that single word. Perhaps as you are reading, planted is that which holds you. So the word says, so get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word of God, the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power. Maybe power holds you, or to save your souls, or save holds you. Whichever word holds you. Listen, the word that will hold you might not be the word that will hold me. because we all have different circumstances, we have different things happening in our lives, and God knows what he's saying to you, and what God knows what he's saying to me. And I've said already that the word of God is equal to God. Oh, I wish God could speak to me, go to the word. Oh, I wish I could talk to God, go to the word. I wish God could, you know, do this in my life, go to the word. It's as easy as that. It's as cheap as that. And if you are not doing it, then that is why you're not seeing that which you desire in your life. So if you will listen to me today and change your attitude and sit down and decide that I am going for the word, and I will sit down, I will read it for myself. Not a man reading, no, I will read it. So as you're hearing me, pick the Bible yourself. Open to James 1:21. Read it yourself. I said, do other translation, reading other translation, look at it. Pick the word, a phrase or a word that is leaping, is sinking with you, is talking to you. Pick that word and begin to turn it around in your spirit, in your spirit, in your mind, in your spirit, until you get what you have to get out of it. You're so blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.